Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Sulevich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group and senior editor at Subprime Auto Finance News and the BHPH Reports. For this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast, pleased to be joined by two leading experts from FICO, Ken Kurtz, who is the senior director and practice leader of Auto and Motorized at FICO, as well as Ben Werner, who is the director of solution marketing at FICO, and we're on to discuss the robust auto finance survey that FICO recently orchestrated. Ken, Ben, thank you so much for being a part of this episode.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Nick.
Well, if you haven't already seen some of the reports on auto remarketing stemming from the survey that FICO orchestrated, certainly we invite you to check that out. And Ken and Ben, if we could just take us through some of the initial steps of how this survey came together, and how FICO approached this topic of online auto financing. Ken, if we could begin with you, and Ben, if you could chime in with some of the details.
So thanks, Nick. Number one, we appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. I think a good place to start is we've been working with a number of the auto lenders over the past several years, have developed a whole practice around working with the auto lenders. And as you know, FICO brings solutions like credit risk lifecycle software, advanced analytics, decision science, and scores to the industry, and it was only a natural evolution for us to reach out to the people who are buying vehicles, financing vehicles, so we thought the survey would be a really good idea. And Ben actually conducted the survey in 9 countries around the world. 2,200 folks were surveyed, and they had the experience over the past 2.5 to 3 years of buying and financing a vehicle. So we think this is going to be a good start to take the temperature on consumer perceptions, behavior, as it pertains to the buying process and financing process, and we believe it's something we want to continue now for a period of time to get closer to the customers and also branch out to other parts of the globe as well.
Ben, since you were so involved with the orchestration of the survey, just how did you approach going through so many places around the globe? What were some of the points of interest that you looked to gather from the participating consumers?
Yeah, great question. So I spent quite a lot of time in the user research and market research space. Although I'm relatively new to auto finance, and so there's a lot of great areas for me to explore, which has been really fascinating. And with the 9 countries that we reached out to for consumer feedback, we definitely found some surprises and some unexpected things, and then I think a few things that weren't as surprising, but I think are just as impactful as well. And I can go into some more detail on what those things were, but it's certainly a lot of data, and so prevents a bit of a fun analysis problem if you're a bit of a survey geek like me, just to go through that really rich set of consumer insights and consumer feedback and start to look for patterns and other interesting tidbits there.
Very good, very good. Our guests for this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast are Ken Kurtz, who is the Senior Director and Practice Leader for Auto and Motorized at FICO, as well as Ben Werner, who is the Director of Solution Marketing at FICO, and we're discussing the company's robust global auto finance survey that the company recently released. And Ben, we'll start with you this time, and Ken, certainly want to get your assessment as well. Just, we'll focus on the U.S. as well as if you'd like to touch on Canada as well, but primarily focusing on the U.S., just what were some of the survey results that surprised you in the FICO team, and which ones did you expect?
Yeah, great question. So I think there were really four key unexpected things that we found. And the first of those is that Americans and Canadians reported the lowest desire to complete their next transaction online. So there's a lot of talk about digital, certainly a hot topic, but when you look at really an end-to-end customer journey taking place strictly on digital, we're very much in the early days of adoption there. And with that said, we've got about a 23-point gap in terms of the number of consumers in the U.S. who recently completed their transaction online versus the number who would like to do so next time. And second of all, we found that, you know, you might think of millennials, right, as being the generation that was born with, smartphones and iPads and just loves everything digital. And they certainly do. However, we found that millennials' first choice of channel for automotive finance is actually a bank. And that caused me a little bit of a pause, although I think as we dug in a little deeper, it makes more sense given that millennials are often folks that are very early in terms of their credit history. And so instead of going to a dealership where they're basically a stranger, they're more likely to go to a bank where maybe they already have an account or maybe their family does business, and so they feel like they'll get more of a personalized and a personalized approach and really get a better deal in the end. So a couple of other surprising pieces to us, the last two, the wait times in the U.S. are longer than almost anywhere else in the world. And so the only country out of the nine that we surveyed, and these were folks in the U.S., Latin America, Europe, and APAC, the only country with longer wait times are folks in Mexico. So that was another bit of a surprise for us. I mean, I think of the U.S. as being the country that invented McDonald's. Americans love their speed, and certainly consumers desire that speed, but there's a bit of a gap there again in terms of, in particular, indirect auto finance, where a dealership is involved with a lender and a consumer to go get a deal done. And then the last finding I think that was surprising for us, and this is maybe a little bit less so, there's been some talk about just in general women being less likely to negotiate for certain matters, and it turns out we did not find that that was the case in auto finance. Both men and women were equally likely to negotiate for the terms of their auto finance transaction. So those were a bit surprising to us. I mean, some things that weren't as surprising. Consumer needs are changing, and folks want to be treated as individuals. They really desire to be treated as more of a long-term relationship, not just a transaction for one interaction around an auto, but really a longer-term relationship. And, of course, they want more transparency, they dislike paperwork, and more consumers do want to interact on digital, even if we're maybe not quite there yet in terms of adoption.
Very good. And Ken, just your reaction to some of the metrics and trends that Ben described, and what do you see as some of the most important lessons and takeaways that finance company leadership can glean from the endeavor that FICO has orchestrated here?
Yeah, thanks, Nick. A couple things that stand out to me is we're not as far along on the digital front yet, and that's really due to getting the OEMs, the lenders, the dealers, the dealer management systems, and some of the pipes out there working together. So what some of us believe now is it's really going to be the disruptors from Silicon Valley that may lead the charge on the digital transformation part for auto finance. So that's one. And obviously the wait time, we have a lot of regulations in all the states in the United States that are very different than other parts of the country, so that probably contributes to the longer wait times. The one thing that surprised me was the fact that most of the people, given all of the challenges, the wait time, getting the right price, everything, they were all pretty satisfied with the experience. And that was probably the number one thing that surprised me. So maybe they just expected it, but eventually they got the car they wanted, and potentially the loan they wanted. And it always came down to, in all nine countries that we surveyed, everyone wants to feel like they are participating in the number of options they get from a financing perspective, and then they ultimately want to have the feeling like they did get the best deal. That doesn't always happen, obviously, in the U.S., but that came through loud and clear. So customers do want multiple options. They want to participate in the decision-making process of getting the best deal, and I think that's something where lenders and dealers can work on from a transparency standpoint, and just, again, allowing the consumer to walk out with what they really believe is the best deal. And that helps lend itself to, you know, the fact that a number of the survey folks mentioned that, hey, they want the lenders and the dealers to know who they are and personalize the offer ahead of time. So that's something I know that's been bantered around in the industry. And then obviously the speed of the, as I think some of the digital disruptors will come out with, they'll help chop down the amount of time it takes maybe to do online paperwork. And but again, because of the regulations, et cetera, we're still going to have to sort all that stuff out.
The voices you're hearing are our special guests for this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. That's Ken Kurtz, who is the Senior Director and Practice Leader of Auto and Motorized at FICO, as well as Ben Werner, who is the Director of Solution Marketing at FICO. And we're discussing the robust auto finance survey of consumers that FICO recently orchestrated, and can find more details about that survey either at our website at autoremarketing.com as well as FICO's website as well. And gentlemen, to close our episode here, Ben, we'll begin with you, since as you articulated earlier in our conversation about this was your first major foray into the auto finance space, and Ken, we'll close it out with you. Just how excited are you and the entire FICO team to take a deeper dive into the auto finance space, especially in light of all the change that's happening nowadays?
Oh, thanks, Nick. So, firstly, I'm super excited about it. I love data. I love surveys. I'm really passionate about the space. And I think, you know, as Ken mentioned earlier, right, folks currently report that it's a fairly easy, fairly satisfying experience to complete an auto finance transaction. And I think that that's just a great example of why a simple satisfaction survey doesn't necessarily tell you the whole story, and there really are some great opportunities to innovate and become more customer focused in terms of their approach to auto finance. So I think it's just a tremendously interesting area and really, really, really ripe in terms of insights and opportunity to stay really focused and create customer value within the space.
And Ken, your thoughts as well?
I echo what Ben mentioned. We're going to expand this. We're going to do it more consistently, and it's going to help us gather data, and we'll be able to share that with our customers and many of the auto lenders out there. I think one of the big lessons learned is the fact that the consumers out there want to have better communication with the OEMs, with their dealers, with their lenders, and it's, in our mind, a very simple thing to initiate. I think everybody's had the experience of buying a vehicle. We just took a poll this week at our conference, and we asked the attendees, how many of you have received some sort of text message or email or any sort of communication on how your experience has been and welcoming the customer into the life cycle of ownership, and no one raised their hand. So when you think about it, one small thing is you check into a hotel, they send you an email ahead of time, you check out of the hotel, they want to know how your experience is right away. And in the art of buying and financing a vehicle, this is something that could happen right away, where just start the communication process, and start the relationship with a customer. That came across loud and clear in the survey as well. So it's something we could implement and something we're talking to all our customers about. So we think the feedback just, again, echoes the fact that people want to have more voice in the ownership process. And again, the survey will help continue to drive up consumer demand and behavior.
Our special guest again, Ken Kurtz, who is the Senior Director and Practice Leader of Auto and Motorized at FICO, as well as Ben Werner, the Director of Solution Marketing at FICO. Gentlemen, thank you so much for sharing the great insights from the robust survey, and all the best for continued success in the auto finance space at FICO. Thank you again.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
And if you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe to the Auto Remarketing Podcast via iTunes or the Google Play Store so you can catch each and every episode. For my colleague Joe Overby and our executive producer Matt Rice, I'm Nick Zulovich, and we look forward to having you next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.